because we finished in around 60 volumes. Like the one already I've got coming.
Sample. Yeah, five coming. We're printing five already.
Five coming. So similarly, we have to reprint our first canto.
That's what they're printing now. First and second canto.
First and second canto. So all the first canto?
Yes, three volumes.
Three volumes.
And two volumes for the second canto.
And then third, fourth, fifth. And the tenth canto will be about, there are 90 chapters.
90?
Yes. And we are accommodating how many chapters? About six?
Depends on the length of the chapters. Sometimes 10, sometimes 6.
So on the average, if you take 8 chapters, then it comes to...
It's 8 volumes.
8 volumes. 8 volumes will be 10 chapters, then 11 canto, 12 canto. So altogether, it will be 60 volumes. One book, 60 volumes, perhaps there is none in the world. One subject matter. So that I wish to contribute to the world with the cooperation of Dhyana. Yes. It will be record contribution to the world.
Already the first volume of the third canto and the first volume of the fourth canto, they're ready to be printed.
Yes.
I have them in Los Angeles.
Now our Sanskrit editor is there.
Yes.
Pradumna.
The work will go much faster.
And if Bhagiru also finishes, then I can give daily one chapter. Yes.
She'll be able to produce a volume at least every month.
Yes. The editors must be very expedient. besides that, I think this Krishna book, smaller edition, that will have very soon another.
At least 10 million will print in the Krishna book, pocket size.
And Bhagavad Gita as it is, Macmillan Company, they have taken, and they are also printing yearly 50,000 or more than that. At least in Western countries, there is no such thought of Krishna consciousness. It is completely the professor, what is his name?
Dimmick.
Dimmick?
Dimmick.
He has given very good.
Yes.
Appreciation. And gradually it will be printed in other languages, German, French, Spanish, Denmark, Holland.
Danish.
Danish, yes. And we are getting also Hindi layout from India. That Hindi magazine also is printed. Gradually, other Indian languages. And Japanese and Chinese also. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama,
Rama. So if Dainapan opens a liaison office in Los Angeles, then it'll be very easy to work.
Yeah.
We're contracting for all the jobs.
The officer will remain there. He will be final. You have to consult him.
Well, their liaison officer there, he'll correspond with Tokyo. And they'll fix up estimates and confirmations. It'll make the communication better.
So there are many Japanese vegetarian?
Lately it's quite increasing in Japan. It became popular because we have a lot of problem with pollution. We have lots of social problems like pollution, traffic jam, so people, in order to keep good health, vegetarian life is very good for
yes.
health.
Vegetarian food is very nice. We can give you a vegetable menu, 300 items. 300? Simply grains, fruits, and butter. That's all, and sugar. You give us these four items, and we give you 300 items. Yes. There is a ceremony in India, Annakoot, Govardhan Puja. So in that ceremony, in each and every temple, they prepare as many varieties as possible. Some of them prepare 3,000.
3,000?
Yes. They for weeks they prepare. And the competition is the more items the temple prepares, he becomes first prize holder. And distribution. Prasad distribution, free of charges. It was a very nice system that nobody should remain hungry. That is it. If there is any temple, in any neighborhood. In that neighborhood, nobody should remain hungry. The basic system is that in your house, the householder shall see that even a lizard in the house is not hungry. He must also be given food. Even there is a snake. Nobody likes snake. But a Vedic householder has to call the snake and give him food. He also may not remain hungry. This is it. And these things will be explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, that anything, wherever it is, on land, on this air, sky, within the water, everywhere, God's kingdom. And all living entities, they are God's sons. So everyone has got the right to take advantage of his father's property. This is Bhagavad communism. The communists are thinking in terms of their own country. But we, a devotee, we think in terms of all living entities, wherever he is, either in the sky or in the land or in the water. These things are explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything, politics, sociology, religion, philosophy, science, astronomy, everything is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we should not take this movement as a religious movement. It's not a religious movement. It is a movement for understanding, knowledge. Veda, Veda means knowledge. So, religion according to English dictionary is a kind of faith. Faith you can change. You have faith today in something, and tomorrow you may change. So, this is knowledge. Any human being must be interested with advancement of knowledge. So you are waiting to stop me?
No, sir.
No, that's
he's waiting to have a very nice pose of your divine grace.
No, no, no. So, Veda, Veda means knowledge. So, every human being should be interested for advancement of knowledge. So, our movement is not a religious movement. It is a movement for advancement of knowledge. And this knowledge, God consciousness or Krishna consciousness, is especially meant for this human body. Because knowledge cannot be given to animals. I cannot speak to the animals about knowledge, because they are imperfect, their body is imperfect. They are not suitable for receiving knowledge. Only elementary knowledge for maintaining this body they have got. Where to secure food, where to sleep, how to have sexual intercourse, and how to defend. These knowledge are there in animals also. So, human being requires further knowledge. That is special prerogative, gift by God, by nature, whatever you say. So we should utilize this human body for furtherance of knowledge. The first important knowledge is that we should know that there is life after death. That is the basic principle of knowledge. Unfortunately, at the present moment, in no university there is any department of knowledge where this education is given, that there is life after death. I am traveling all over the world. There is no such department. They are completely evaded or set aside because they cannot make any solution whether they... I talked with one Mr. Kotovsky, a Russian professor in Moscow. I was in Moscow. He said, Swamiji, there is no life after death. He is a big professor and his knowledge is so imperfect that he says that there is no life after death. So, that is the our position everywhere. Those who are teachers, they are with imperfect knowledge. The teachers in the university, they are with imperfect knowledge. Now, life after death, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is very easily explained that just like a child has next life, boyhood, the boy has next life, as youthhood. Yeah, youthhood as next life, the old age. So why not the old age next life? If we are passing through so many stages of life, from birth or from the womb of the mother, then what is the reason that one does not believe there is no life after death? Can you say any one of you? What is the reason? You remember your boyhood body. I remember my youthful body. So that body is no longer existing, but I am existing. I remember my childhood body. My babyhood body also I remember particularly. When I was about 6 months old, I still remember very vividly. I was lying down on the lap of my eldest sister and she was knitting. I remember still. Yes?
6 months.
6 months. I remember when I was only about 1 year old, there was a great sankirtan in our house, and I also joined the dancing party, and I was singing up to their knees, very small. So I remember those days. And then after that, I was a boy, I was very much fond of cycling, and so many things. Yes. So many dangers, so many adventures. Now I am old man. So all those different stages of body, I remember. But these bodies are not existing. So, similarly, I remember or forget. But I was in different types of body, that's a fact. So similarly, after living this body, I will have another body. That is natural conclusion. What is difficult? Why I shall conclude that after end of this body, there will be nobody? Why I shall conclude that? I have got experience that I have passed through so many different forms of body, but I am existing, although the bodies are not existing. Similarly, in my past life, I must have had another body. That is the law of nature we get from the Book of Knowledge, that a living entity is injected through the father's seminar to the mother's womb, and that living entity develops a certain type of body. The mother supplies the ingredient. So according to the mother's body, the body is prepared. And when it is mature to come out, and it comes out. This is very important part of knowledge, but there is no educational system to understand this important part of knowledge. So we are distributing not a system of religion, but a very important department of knowledge which human society requires to understand. I don't take it that it is a system of religion or faith. No. It is an important department of knowledge. Anything more you want? No, that's all.
We can discuss outside.
So I can go?
Yes.
So thank you very much for your time.